Yishloch Yaakov Malachim Lefonav Aleisov Vachiv Zartzisir Sidei Adom. Veitzav Osom Leimor Kol Somru Adoni Leisov Kol Mar Avdecha Yaakov Im Lovon Gardi Vachar Arato. Rashi says the famous comment we've discussed many times. Dover Acher, page 3. Garti, Gematria Taryag. Means I fulfilled Taryag mitzvahs. Which Lechora seems to be the Shlemus of Adam, that he can fulfill Taryag mitzvahs. And in fact, in this week's Parsha, we talk about the Shlemus of Adam. Vayovu Yaakov Sholem. He comes back to Eretz Yisrael Sholem. And the Rashi says the famous comment, Sholem Begufo, Sholem Mamono, Sholem Betalmudo. And what I'd like to discuss is certain perspectives on what. Obviously, no one reaches complete shleimus in his life, but certain perspectives on shleimus. What is needed to get some type of shleimus? Here in page 15, by Yavo Yaakov Sholem, Rashi says he was healthy, Sholem Megufo. You know that he fought with the Malach and now he's better, Sholem Bimamono. Shalom b'tarasso, that he didn't forget. But I'd like to focus on certain perspectives of shleimus. So first I'd like to focus on the Rashi, on Lavam Garti Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, famous Rashi we discussed it last year. He said over a different shot last year. So we'll start with the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer gives us a first perspective about what's important about Shleimus. So how to go back to at least achieve Shleimus, or at least go in the right direction for Shleimus. So he says an important yisod, the Chasam Sofer and the Taurus Moshe, on page 6. Near the B'diyuk Omar Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. What is this Lashon Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti? What is the Lashon Shamarti? What about kiyamti? Wouldn't that be a more appropriate lashon? You mekayim a mitzvah. You shomer Torah mitzvahs. But Chasam Sofer is very medayik. What's this lashon shamarti instead of kiyamti? He says l'chol apochus mitzvahs kibud avim lo ya mekayim. Right, he was away from his parents, so l'chol he was lacking in that mitzvah. So he says, "Mikol makom haya omer u'matzape masai tovo liyado va'ocha uchali kaimo." Shamarti dugmas va'aviv shomer sadover. We've mentioned this many times that in Parshas Vayeshev it says va'aviv, that Yosef speaks about his dreams, and then it says va'aviv shomer sadover. And Yaakov, what does shomer mean? Yaakov was anticipating when Yosef's dreams would come true. So Shomar means to be Metzapeh. So he says, and that's what the Orchaim HaKadosh says, V'shomru b'nei Yisrael asah Shabbos. What does that mean? That means during the week, we're looking forward for Shabbos to come, right? We discussed that in the previous year. So he says like this, Vaudia also b'zeh shikuvu eitz alovan hayakosha alov. Miaz nichsefo nafsho the base of also the chishav lasos mitzvah venenas biyodo v'lasa mala alav akosuv kiilu asa. So it means tayag mitzvah shamarti means I didn't necessarily fulfill all tayag mitzvahs. Kibarav I didn't fulfill, but at least any mitzvah that I couldn't do, i.e. kibarav and maybe others, at least I had a yearning for it. And that's what he says, Tayag mitzvah shamarti. At least I had a yearning to fulfill Tayag mitzvahs. So I think that's the first ingredient to reach Shleimus, is to realize that we're never really Shalim, and we should never have the attitude that's, you know, that it's all taken care of. There should always be a yearning to achieve more and to do more and to do things better than we've done in the past. And that's how the Chasam Sofer learns Pshat. Yaakov Avinu wasn't saying he was Mekayim the mitzvahs. He was Shomer them, at least meaning he had an anticipation for all of them. And that's the first ingredient. Because if a person thinks he's already, he's done it, there's nothing more to do, so you think that's the Shleimus. But no, we know better that there's no humans cannot never be perfect, and there's always going to be something lacking. And part of being a Sholem is knowing that you're not a Sholem, meaning knowing that there's still what to accomplish. And that's what he says, Lovan Garti Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. I anticipated to do them, even though I couldn't necessarily, but at least I felt bad when I was a base Lovan. I knew this is something that I need to do. I wasn't, you know, complacent and say, oh, I'm great. And I, you know, again, you should never have the attitude, therefore you're going to become depressed upon it, but in a healthy way, that you feel that there's what's still more to accomplish. And that's Tayag Mitzvos Shamarti, according to the Chasam Sofer. But yet, there's another pshat that I saw, and I think, and it's quoted in the Sefer Kemotzei Sholorov from the Shud Mariatz. But before we get to what it says in the Shud Mariatz on page 10, let me give you a hakdama. I've said this over in previous years, pshat from one of the classic svarim that's used in the Hasidic world, the Beis Shmuel Achron. And in the non-Hasidic world, they never heard of the Sefer. So there's a pshat that I always felt was very interesting, and I think it also focuses on what a person needs with Shleimus, and that is, Shleimus can never come by a person being alone. Shleimus always will come if you're part of something else. You're part of a group. You have chaverim. You have a community. You can't have shleimus as a loner. You have to be part of something. So part of something bigger. So there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph, page 8. It says, Shuv Meisa Benochri Echad Shabol Ufnei Shammai. So a goy came to Shammai and says, Gairedi al Menashil Tilamdeini Kola Torakula Kshani Omed al Regalachas. He says to Shammai, I want to learn the whole Torah standing on one foot. Dochvo Ba'ama Sabinyan. So Shammai wasn't so receptive to this possibility. You know, he pushed him to the wall. Or whatever. Balufne Hillel. But then the same guy came to Hillel. Gairei. And he converted him. So what did he say to him? Amar lo dalecha soni lechavercha lo savid. Zohi kol ha-terakula. In other words, what's hateful for you, you shouldn't do to your friend. V'idach perusha hu zil gemor. And everything else is commentary. and go learn it. But so that's how I could teach you the whole Torah on one foot, because the whole Torah is to teach us this lesson of being kind to others. What you wouldn't want others to do to you, don't do to them. And that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. So the Beis Shmuel Achron has a fantastic new pshat to this Gemara. What's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Look on page 9, in the first column on page 9. First word on the line is Amarti. See, first word on the line, the first column, page 9, first word is Amarti. Amarti dinei kosu sifrei musar. Dechol odom tzarech l'kayim kol tarig mitzvahs. Right, in the various form, and in the footnote, he quotes you the Tikkuni Zohar, the Ari, different sources that say that every person has to fulfill all tarig mitzvahs. Vim ein mikayim kol tarig mitzvahs, tzarech l'galgel orapam. And if you can't fulfill oral tayag mitzvahs, so then in your lifetime, your neshama is going to have to come, after you die, your neshama goes back to Shemayim. But if you don't fulfill all the mitzvahs, you're going to have a gilgul. You have the gilgul neshama, means the neshama is going to have to come down back in this world in another form into another person. And then you'll have to complete what you didn't complete in the other world. In the previous existence. That's the concept of Gilgul Neshamas. So the question is, how is it possible for anybody? How is it possible for anybody to fulfill all Tariq mitzvahs? Like, who's going to do Yibum, Chalitza? And, you know, what if you don't have a situation of Yibum in your life? If you say you don't have any sons, you just have daughters, so you never mekayim mitzvahs mila. Right? So how do you do it? L'chora, based on this, everyone's going to have to come back into this world. So he says, no, the yisod is, if you mekayim the mitzvah of ahavta l'reicha kamocha, so then all of Klal Yisrael is considered one unit with you. Because you have ahavta l'reicha kamocha, so whatever mitzvah they do, what? Counts for you as well. Also, now he continues to give a new novel pshat in the Gemara in what? In the Gemara in Shabbos. The guy said, Gaireini al manash lamdeini kol haTorah kula al regalecha. Doesn't mean literally that the guy is going to stand on one foot. He wants to learn kol haTorah kula. He means like this. He's willing to become a yid, but he wants to be able to fulfill his whole mission in one time, not to have to come back to this world through a Gilgul Neshama. Al Regal Achas. Is that possible? So he said, you know what? He says, you know what? If you fulfill the Alecha Sani L'chavercha Lo Savid, and you have what? That Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, so then what? Then you're part of everything. Then all the any mitzvah that anyone's mekayim is part of you, because you view yourself as one part of the rest of Klal Yisrael, and that's the way to do it. And some, I don't know if he says it later or others say, and the other pshat is the idach zil gemor, is that another way to do it is through limud haTorah. Because we know that the Gemara says, if you can't mekayim a mitzvah, you can't mekayim a mitzvah korbanos, so you learn about korbanos. You can't mekayim yibum chalitza, so at least you learn about yibum chalitza. So those are the two ways. So he says, I want to be in this world only one time, because it's supposedly supposed to be a tremendous tsar for the neshama to have to come back a second time into this world. This in the Gan Eden and the Olam Neshama, it's mamish beautiful for the neshama. This world for the neshama is not as beautiful. So it's a big struggle. So he says, I don't want to have to go through that. I'm willing to become Jewish, but I want to do it al regel achas. So he says, Talecha soni lechavercha, either mekayim avto veecha kamocho, or learn about those mitzvahs that you can't mimikayim. Rav Shacht always discusses about the Chavetz Chaim in the beginning of the Sefer and Kodshim, discusses the machlokas haposkim. If that din, that if you can't mikayim a mitzvah, you can learn about it. Is that only by karbonos, or is that by everything else? But assuming that it's by everything else, that's the pshat. Oh, so this sefer here reminded me of this idea in the Shut Mariatz on page 10. So he says pshat, not quoting this whole thing. No, maybe he does. He does quote. He says this pshat as well about regel achas and said. Oh, so he now ties it into our parsha, this whole idea of regel achas. He says v'yuvan on the left side, the first second paragraph. V'yuvan b'zeh perish Rashi, parshas vayishlach, halaposik vayitzavos amleimor im lovan garti v'achar arata perish Rashi davracha garti b'gematria tayim. So he says, for Russia. And I said, what was the point? He's telling to Esav, you should know, I was in Lovin's house, and I mekayim all the mitzvahs. Do you think Esav cares about that? What was he trying to tell him? He's encountering Esav. He says, you know, in Lovin Garti. Oh, so he says a beautiful pshat, based on this idea of the Beis Yosef Reish Shmuel Achron. He says like this: L'chor kasha, same kasha of the Chasam Sofer. Eich shaloch lo shekiim kol ha'tarig mitzvus. Halo mitzvus kibar ave'im lo ha'yem ha'kayim kol osom ha'yomim. Omnam. I don't know what that is. Da'lo af she'esof ha'yasone. The Yaakov of Hashalom mitmol shalshom, omnam avinu hatzadik lo notar hasina belibo. Whereas even though there's reason that Yaakov should hate Esav, but he didn't want to have sin in his heart towards Esav. Hu yarotze liyos ba'achva imo. Memela yan shal Esav. Now, who was Mekayim Mitzvah's Kibbut Aveim? We know that Esav, that was his big mitzvah. Kibbut Aveim. Right? Esav was always Mekayim Kibbut Aveim. So he says like this. Im lovan gartiv Vaycharanata, veishloch vechamor tzom ve'evi v'shivcha, ve'eshlecha lahagid la'odoni l'mtzom b'chein be'inecha. Means, what is he trying to say? He's trying to say, I'm not angry with you. I want to be your buddy. I want to be your brother, your friend. And I view myself that way. You know how? Because I view that with all your good acts is part of me as well. That's why I can go and say to you, Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. So the question is, why is he telling him Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti? What does he care? No, because the only way I'm Mekayim Tayag Mitzvahs is because I view myself as a brother to you. Because I wasn't Mekayim Kibarav. You were Mekayim it. But since I view myself as one unit with you, and I'm not at odds with you, and I'm not angry, and I don't hate you, so Memela, that's Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. And that's how he explains why he had to tell him in Lovan Garti Vitayag Mitzvah Shamati. So Rabbo said, this is the second pshat. This chasm sofer's pshat tayig mitzvah shamati, even though he was mekayim kibar aveim, but he was metzapet mekayim it. So that's kiilu is mekayim it. And the other pshat is the other pshat. Chasam Sofer says, even though I wasn't mekayim all the mitzvahs, I can't do it alone. But if I'm part of somebody, as part of a group, part of a klal, part of you, Esav, and he wanted to sincerely say that to Esav, because and Memela, he wasn't just boasting. In other words, by fact that saying Tayig Mitzvah Shamarti is his way of saying that I consider you part of me, and we're brothers. We're brothers, then we're like one unit, and Memela, we're part of the klal. And Tayig Mitzvah Shamarti. So that's the second part of Shleimus. That Shleimus can never be achieved as a singular person. As we said, there's Tayig Mitzvahs for Shleimus. No one can do Tayig Mitzvahs. But if you're part of klal, then the klal together could achieve Shleimus. Then there's another notion of Shleimus, which I want to point out in this parsha. A beautiful pshat I saw on page 11 in the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, which is basically a compilation of different Divrei Torah from the Ger dynasty, Imrei Emes, etc. So he quotes from the Imrei. We know that many Sfarim write that any time a person does a mitzvah, a malach is created. And some say that Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, the Malachim were Malachim that were created through the mitzvahs that Yaakov did. Oh, so the Imrei Emes says a beautiful pshat. He says, we all know the Nusach HaTfilah and Yomim Noraim by the Nesanet Tokef. U'malachim yechafezun Ulchil Rada Yochezun Vyomru Hine Yom Hadin. Right? We're all familiar with that statement. That the Malachim are trembling. Chil Rada, they're shaking. They're saying today is Yom Hadin. So this Imrei Emes says, Akasha, why are the Malachim afraid? Malachim, they're close to God. They're always Osim Ritzon Konam. They don't have Yetzaharas. They're doing fine. And who says they're being judged anyway? So what's the pachad for the Malachim? Why Chil Rosa Yochezun on the Malachim? So he says a beautiful vort. He says, because every time a person does a mitzvah, so there are different ways of doing a mitzvah. You can just do it by rote, or you can do it with a real sincerity. So depending upon how much you put into the mitzvah is going to reflect of how strong the malach that's created through your mitzvah will be. If your mitzvah was just done with any thought, so your malach is not going to have any real mamashes to it. If it was done with a lot of sincerity and kavanah, then the malach is going to be a strong malach. And that's pshat. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefonov. What does Rashi say? Malachim mamish. What does that mean? Malachim mamish means the malachim that Yaakov sent, well, had mamashas to it. They were stark. Because with the mitzvahs that Yaakov did, with an umph, with a hislavas. So says the Imrei Emes, that's pshat. Why are the malachim afraid on the Yom HaDin? You know why the malachim are afraid on the Yom HaDin? They're not being judged, and they're fine. He says like this. The malachim that are afraid on the Yom HaDin are the malachim that are created through the mitzvahs that we did. Because in the Yom HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to scrutinize our ma'asim. Till now, it wasn't scrutinized. Now it's going to be scrutinized. And the Mela, if the ma'asim really aren't so substantive, then the malachim are going to start to wither. They're going to lose an arm, lose a, yeah, because it wasn't really done with a real gusto, with a real kavana. So that's why the malachim, when it comes to Yom HaDin, malachim yechafezun, chiler ozo yochezun, because they don't know, do they really have mamashis to them? And that's what the pshat is. So that, Rabosi, is another idea of shleimus. That shleimus is not only that you do a maisa, but it's how you do a maisa. How much kavana did you put in? And that's shleimus. And recently I was on Thanksgiving, I given a shiur in Kew Garden Hills. So usually before I speak, Rav Shadaritsky, the Rav of the shul there, he speaks also. So he said a word over from Rav Pekarsky, who was his father-in-law, was Lubavitch Rosh Yeshiva, who was a Talmud of the Kozhik Lover. So he says that he thinks maybe this word came from the Kozhik Lover. What's the word? In the Pasuk in Eishes Chayel, Darshar Tzemer Ufishtim Vatas Bechefetz Kapeham. So what does that mean? So Pasher Pshat is the Mesudas David explains that means that Darshar Tzemer Pishtim means she looks to get, you know, wool and linen to weave. And then she goes and weaves. Darshav atzmach kipso achar tzemu pishtim litvos usom im ki ein ala isha ela litvos velo lachzor acharem v'chevitz kapel lo som lochta al yidei kapel v'gisho ki im berotzum kapel kilo kapayim atzma mosim b'mlocha. And then she goes ahead and she weaves and does. So he says a pshat like this. He says maybe from the Kozhik Lover, Vakarsky. He says we know the Gemara in Yevamos tells us esse doche lo sase. How do you know that an esse is doche lo sase? So one of the sources is from Tzitzis, because we know the din is that tzitzis had shatnas in it. Right? In other words, when you had a wool beged and the string that was blue was what? What was it made out of? Well, linen. So then when you tied that string onto the beged, you had shatnas. And that's the source of esse doche lo sase. Now, we know the Ramban says, the famous Ramban, that why is esse doche lo sase? Because esse represents the ava, and lo sase is the yira, and ava is something that takes precedence over yira. And that's why esse doche lo sase. So he says, Darsha Tzemeru Pishtim means we're Doresh the din of Tzemeru Pishtim, means we're Doresh the din of Shatnez, that it's Mutter, Petzitzis, because Esse Dochalosa say, and that shows you the idea of what? That Ava is more Chashiv than Yira. So then, Vatas Bechefetz Kapea. So then, whatever she does with Ava. Because she sees from the mitzvah of Tzitzis, that Esse Dochalosa say, which shows that Ava is Kodim to Yira, so that shows you the lesson that when you do something, it has to be Bechefetz, with love, with Ava, and that's what the Kuta Yehuda was saying. And there's a different, a similar pshat that I saw in a different Sefer. So that's another part of the Shleimus. But yet there's another part of Shleimus that we see in this parsha. And that is, Shleimus cannot be achieved without Eretz Yisrael. Vayavu Yaakov Sholem Yir Shechem. He comes, not only, the fact that he comes back to Eretz Yisrael is part of his Shleimus. And I have different sources here. You can take a look. The Ramban and the Emunah Bitochon. So you just give a Torah, Fish Loisa Torah Shleima, all of Eretz Yisrael. The reason why you have to mention Torah in Birkas Hamazon, in the Bracha of Nodalacha, which is the Bracha of Eretz Yisrael, is to show that there's no, Eretz Yisrael is not Sholem unless there's the Torah is not Sholem without Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is connected to the Torah. There are various makoros on this matter. And the point being, you can look in the Maral and the Nesiv, Nesivus Olam, Nesiv Hatzdaka, where he writes that based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, that the concept of Kol Yisrael Aravim Zeh Lazeh only existed in Eretz Yisrael. So Shleimus has to do with Eretz Yisrael, and that means that if somebody lives there, avada. But even if you don't live there, you always have to have a connection, a ratzon of tshuka to have be part of Eretz Yisrael. Because chutz la'aretz, as good as Torah life could be, but another part of our shleimus has to have the ingredient of Eretz Yisrael. And just to conclude, one last point of Shleimus is the pasuk on page 20. Timna hoisa pilegish lalifas. Timna was the pilegish of Alifas. Vatele lalifas as Amalek. And Amalek came from there. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Timna bas malachim hava, and she wanted to convert. And she came to Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and they didn't accept her. So she said, might as well, I want to be in that family anyway, I'll go to Eliphaz. Mutav shetei shivcha l'umazu. You know, if I can't get converted by Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, at least be a shivcha to Eliphaz ben Esav. And that's what she did. And nafik mina Amalek, who obviously caused a lot of trouble to Klal Yisrael. And why? Because they shouldn't have rejected her. Wow. So you see here a very important lesson that in Shleimus also, that you should always give respect to every person and never say, oh, this person is a reject. And you see, when you say somebody's a reject, that feeds into Amalek. And that's another yisod in Shleimus. So we talked about Shleimus in terms of knowing that you're lacking. Chasam Sofer's pshat. Shamarti means I didn't mekayim the mitzvahs. At least I was yearning to do the mitzvahs. And then we had the pshat of the Maritz, based on the Reish Shmuel Achron, that Shamarti means because I'm part of Esav, I'm part of the Klal, I'm part of other people. Then we had Shleimus Hamaisa, of that the Malachim are created because you did something. He did something with Kavana, then Shleimus of Eretz Yisrael, and then finally Shleimus of every person to realize never to push away somebody and view them as a reject, but if you do so, that Chas V'Sholom could bring Amalek. So this is the parsha of Ayavo Yaakov Sholem, and these are certainly mudim in Hilchas Shleimus that hopefully we can incorporate some of them into our lives.